Brian Escobar works two jobs, one at a peace organization in Syracuse, which pays him $15 an hour. The other, helping the developmentally disabled, earns him $13.50 an hour. He's also a Bernie Sanders delegate. When Escobar and his two friends, who are also Sanders delegates, found out from the Democratic State Committee about the hotel details for the national convention in Philadelphia back in mid-June, they were in for some sticker shock.
They told us that, you know, there would be arrangements made. Then, you know, we finally got the actual prices, and it was definitely higher than I expected.
Escobar says he figured prices would be steep, but he was not prepared for the $530 a night plus taxes rate at the downtown hotel assigned to the New York delegation. The rooms also have a five-night minimum stay. He and his friends will be sharing the room, and they're crowdsourcing to pay for it. He says so far they've raised a couple of $1,000. Escobar says he's also going to lose a week's pay since his employers don't have paid vacation policies. Many of the delegates will be Hillary Clinton supporters and come from the more established political world. Many are elected officials and commonly use campaign accounts to pay for convention expenses. Escobar says the experience so far has been an eye-opener.
It shows, in a way, just how there is a political machine. Both the two major parties, at least, have their system. And if you're a candidate that doesn't want to work within the system and doesn't back the candidate that they want you to back, then you don't get that support that would otherwise be assumed. And so it ends up being a pay-to-play, you know, democracy.
Escobar will be able to vote for his candidate, Senator Sanders, on the first round of balloting, even though Sanders endorsed Clinton on Tuesday. He says he's not very enthusiastic about Hillary Clinton. He finds her too conservative, dating back to her husband's forming of the Democratic Leadership Council a quarter century ago. The group backed deregulating Wall Street and favored international trade agreements.
I'm still extremely opposed to Hillary Clinton, and not just her as an individual. You know, I don't feel any special animosity to her, but basically the right wing of the Democratic Party, and she's been a part of that since the 80s.
But Escobar says he understands why Sanders would want to back the party's nominee, since he'll continue to be a U.S. senator and needs to work with Democratic politicians in the future. But he says he wishes Sanders had waited until the convention to do it. Trump supporters are also struggling to get to the Republican National Convention. Jim Zecca is a Trump backer and organizer from Utica. He says he can't be a delegate because he's an independent and not registered in the party. But he says other Trump supporters who are Republicans and offered to go were ignored by GOP leaders in his region.
Well, we wanted to really make sure that it was enthusiastic Trump supporters. But unfortunately, the establishment made the decisions and they picked their own people to go.
He says as a result, some of the delegates voting for Trump may not be all that excited about their vote. Zecca says one of his colleagues from the Albany area did get a slot as an alternate delegate. Many Trump supporters, like Sanders backers, are also not wealthy and do not have access to campaign accounts to help pay for their stays. He says his friend plans to camp out at a campground around 45 minutes from downtown Cleveland. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.